Spring is a time of important religious holidays for Jews, Muslims, and Christians. And of course, this year, those observances are taking place against the backdrop of coronavirus. And so people will adjust. How? GPB reporters talked with people of those faiths from around the state to find out. I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon. Palm Sunday, the Harper family stood about 10 feet away from their neighbors, the Lewises, on the Lewis's porch. Smack in the middle was Flussie, the neighborhood tabby cat, seemingly in awe. And then the family sang church hymns.
Glory, Lord, and honor to the Redeemer King.
Why? Matt Harper says they've tried singing with church members over the internet, on Zoom. It just doesn't work.
You can't sing together on Zoom because there's a delay. And so every time one person starts to sing, the other people realize that they're a few seconds ahead, so they slow down to match the delay, which means the other people have to slow down. It's really impossible. So it was really great to be with neighbors and be able to sing in time.
So for sermons, Harper says Zoom will be fine. But to give voice to the music of the church, it'll take neighbors, a porch, and a safe distance.
I'm Jade Abdul-Malik in Atlanta. Muslims are getting ready to celebrate the holy month of Ramadan, which begins April 23rd. Normally, after a day of fasting, families and communities come together after sundown to break their fast. Nasir Humayun of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community Center says they'll miss that tradition this year.
Yes, it is a great regret that we will not be able to hold iftar dinners due to the pandemic and social distancing due to COVID-19 epidemic. This does not mean that we still cannot remain connected to our faith and community during this holy month.
Families can still do their daily and weekly prayers together at home, and like people of other faiths, Muslims will use technology to stay connected. And Humayun says they will also serve their communities during Ramadan.
Despite these restrictions, while staying safe, we can help out with activities like Muslims for Life, where we are partnering with the American Red Cross and its Leap Up campaign, where we can collect much-needed blood for hospitals. And for this, we can open our mosques around the country for the essential services of blood drives.
I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta. Pastor Emmanuel Vasconcelos, or Pastor Manny as he's known, will lead Easter service at St. Anne's Catholic Church in Columbus, like he did Palm Sunday service to empty pews.
The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them.
Well, the pews were sort of empty. Taking a cue from a priest in Italy, Pastor Manny taped more than 600 photos of his parishioners to the church pews, the better to remember his flock.
Well, I do look at the photos. I take time sometimes before Mass begins or after Mass is over to walk around a pew and just to remember certain people and think of them and pray for them. There was one photo that I thought was interesting. A parishioner and his wife were expecting, and I hadn't seen their new baby. And there they posted, they sent a picture of their new baby with them. And so I got to see the baby up close, even in a photograph.
I'm Emily Jones in Savannah, where Jonathan Rabb led a Passover Seder for his far-flung family via Zoom.
You know, these were the questions that the rabbis asked thousands of years ago. Do you mute the computer? Do you not mute the computer?
Joking aside, Rab says that while today's hardships don't compare to the Jews in Egypt, there's something to be learned from celebrating a holiday about a plague during a pandemic.
I'm just hoping that we don't forget. I mean, part of Passover is that every year you don't get to forget. You and this is thousands of years ago. And did it actually happen that way? I don't know. But the whole point is that you don't get to forget. And that is my fear right now with what we're going through. How quickly will we really forget?
You heard GPB reporters Jade Abdul-Malik, Sean Powers, Emily Jones, and me, Grant Blankenship.